SCOTUS. But what Tucker brought up, and I think it bears discussion. We'll open up our phone lines to you right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That these attacks on the homes, the protest, the so-called peaceful protests, really, when you get right down to it, it's an attack on Christianity. This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox.
Brett Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court justice, but he's also a man and a husband and a father, as you just saw. He lives in a pretty normal neighborhood outside D.C., doesn't have a wall around the house, and more to the point, his two daughters are home. So imagine what it must have been like inside the house if you're Brett Kavanaugh or his wife or his daughters. The people outside didn't care. The woman who organized that protest outside Kavanaugh's house lives right down the street, apparently. She's a deeply unhappy individual called Lacey Wooten Holloway. Wooten Holloway brought the mob to Kavanaugh's house for a very specific reason, not because she was angry, which she is, but because she wants Brett Kavanaugh to change his views and support Roe v. Wade. She was intimidating a federal judge. All of them were. And once again, that's a federal crime. It could not be clearer. And yet, Lacey Wooten Holloway, who bragged about organizing this, was not arrested. She wasn't even scolded. Instead, she was rewarded. Lacey Wooten Holloway got a glowing profile in the Washington Post. So once again, in effect, our leaders in Washington sent a very clear message to the mob, as they did for BLM. Do what you want. We're on your side. It's not like you're insurrectionists. So the mob did. Look what the mob did to this Christian counseling center in Wisconsin over the weekend.
If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. That's just part of the message outside Wisconsin Family Action here, and it continues inside the building.
What you're seeing around me right now, this isn't the answer to anything.
Also written in debris and glass in her office, Wisconsin Family Action President Julian Appling says the message is clear.
It's precipitated by the leaked Supreme Court opinion, right? I mean, it's obvious.
Madison police say it appears someone threw a Molotov cocktail inside the building.
You're not safe. Now, the Christian Counseling Center had nothing to do with Samuel Alito's opinion, of course. The Christian Counseling Center only talks to women who are pregnant and aren't sure what to do next. They don't make money doing it. They're not Planned Parenthood. They're not getting rich by giving gender-altering chemicals to your kids or committing abortion. No, they're just talking to girls who are confused and upset. Some of those girls wind up having abortions anyway, but the people at the Christian Counseling Center are trying their best to do their duty. They aren't doing anything aggressive at all. But because their views are repugnant to the left, their building was firebombed. You're not safe, said the firebombers. Apparently they aren't. So how did the media cover this? Well, here's Politico, which is not even a news organization anymore. Here's how they describe this firebombing. Quote, a fire broke out Sunday at the office of an anti-abortion group in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, a fire broke out. Really? The Hill newspaper agreed, quote, fire breaks out at Wisconsin anti-abortion group office. Oh, just broke out. According to the police chief in Madison, where it happened, quote, the arson is not considered a terrorist incident. So firebombing with Molotov cocktails for political reasons, threats left on the wall and spray paint, definitely not terrorism. Let's call it activism because, you know, a fire broke out.
Yeah, that. The fact that this may begin a war on Christianity is scary. As a practicing Catholic, that is scary to me, and it should be scary to you. Stay where you are. We got a lot more to talk about on this. Also, I'll give you another Fox News perspective on the White House and their breathtaking lack of condemnation. I mean, it's stunning. That the left and the White House are in lockstep on this thing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just check the traffic cams, and there's some heavy volumes there on the 15 right now, southbound at Sahara. Also, the left lane is blocked, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. As you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl in that direction. Those lane restrictions through the construction zone on Interstate 515 will go through December of this year. That's both directions between Maine and Eastern. Only two lanes are available during the day, and after 11 p.m. until 5 a.m., only one lane is available in each direction. And you'll tap the brakes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have signed linebacker Kenny Young. He finished out 2021 with the Broncos, so now he moves to another AFC West team. He appeared in six games for the Broncos last year after playing seven games with the Rams and finished with 75 tackles, two sacks, and two forced fumbles. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they are in action this evening, putting their perfect 2-0 record on the line. They play at Washington. The Aviators, after a day off yesterday, begin a series at home tonight against Salt Lake City. Brian Howard is set to make the start. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day, like 50 to 60% off versatile suits and blazers for him, and 55% off Charter Club damask sheets and bedding. Plus, find the perfect accessory with 40 to 50% off designer handbags and wallets. And get even more great deals like these on the Macy's app. Download it for free today. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the hypocrisy of the White House is incredible. We've had protests the last couple of nights at the homes of justices of the Supreme Court trying to influence. Oh, that, by the way, is a federal crime. Where is the FBI? Where is the state police in Virginia and Maryland? I mean, this is wrong. It's wrong on its face, but it's really wrong when you're trying to influence a federal judge. That's a crime. That's a crime. Federal crime. FBI, where are you? Now Sean Hannity, last night, I thought was spot on, talking about the hypocrisy of the White House. that it was, in his words, breathtaking in the wake of protest at the Home of Justices. Let's take you back to last night on Fox News Channel. Sean Hannity talking about the White House and the protests at the Home of Justices of the Supreme Court. Listen to this.
For more than a week, the White House completely, utterly refused to condemn what is the stalking and the outright intimidation and doxing of Supreme Court justices. Listen to Jen Psaki repeatedly excusing and supporting the protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices where they have children and they have friends and loved ones and neighbors. Really? You support this, Joe? Take a look.
Do you think the progressive activists that are now planning protests outside some of the justices' houses are extreme?
Peaceful protest? No. Peaceful protest is not extreme.
Some of these justices have young kids, but their neighbors are not all public figures. So would the president think about waving off activists that want to go into residential neighborhoods in Virginia and Maryland?
Peter, look, I think our view here is that peaceful protest, there's a long history in the United States and the country of that.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest.
Imagine if conservatives started giving out the addresses of prominent liberal Democrats and saying, go protest in front of their house, do it peacefully. That'd be okay? After a weekend of violence, Psaki was forced to issue this tepid statement. The president strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. Judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. So why don't you tell your supporters, Joe, to stay away from their private homes? And Jen, what about the so-called protesters stalking now Supreme Court justices at home? Care to say anything about that? Apparently not. Take a look. You decide.
You suggested that peacefully protesting outside the homes of judges and Supreme Court justices is part of freedom of expression and part of what we do in the United States. But there's a law in Virginia that actually prohibits protest outside private residence, even when it's done peacefully. So I'm wondering if any sort of demonstrations outside private homes might run afoul of that law and other laws like it in other parts of the country.
We're certainly not suggesting anyone break any laws. I would note that the president's view has long been, and I tweeted this earlier this morning and repeated and made a number of these comments last week as well, that violence, threats, and intimidation have no place in political discourse.
And I'm sure if something happened, you'd probably call it an insurrection, right, Jen? Do you really care that Supreme Court justices are getting stalked, harassed, intimidated this way? Do you think that you care about churches being vandalized as we witnessed this weekend? Imagine if we flipped the script. Imagine if conservatives were stalking, harassing liberal Supreme Court justices, which they never should do. Could you imagine the outrage? Imagine the hysteria?
Yeah, yeah. No, Sean is exactly right. The FBI needs to step in. The FBI needs to begin arresting people. You simply cannot intimidate members of the U.S. Supreme Court. They are the non-political group that should be free of this kind of hysteria. But unfortunately, they're not. Stay where you are. I'm going to open up our phone lines because I want to find out what you think. You've seen these pictures on Fox News. They are horrific. It is intimidating. It is illegal. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, by the way, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We'll move you up in line. We'll get you on. We'll let you communicate with the rest of our listenership. We will do that coming up next. Again, the number 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. And I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What was it, $44 billion that Elon Musk is paying for Twitter? And with that, I assume that means you've got the right to accept or reject anybody that comes to your front door. And Gentleman Jim's got the story of what might, I say might, happen with former President Donald J. Trump and Twitter. Could he get back in the good graces of Twitter with Elon Musk at the helm?
It's kind of looking that way. It's kind of a minute-by-minute thing, it seems, because Elon Musk still, to this date, has not taken over Twitter yet. So, you know, he can't really do anything yet, and he's made that perfectly clear. He says, well, I would reverse the permanent ban on former President Trump, but he doesn't own Twitter yet. So it's not really a thing that will definitely happen, he says. But he would reverse President Trump's ban from Twitter. So I think that's very encouraging, because if he didn't, Kevin, that would go against his whole purpose of purchasing Twitter in the first place.
Because, oh, yeah.
Because he wants free speech. And that's the country that we've always lived in. It's just a phenomenon of over the past, what, year and a half, 2 years or so, that the people on the left, they're not liberals anymore. The Democrat Party, let's face it, our political adversaries are not the old typical liberals anymore. They are flat-out leftists. And that means that they're not American. They don't think American. They think totalitarian. They are learning from China. And this is not good for our society, and I think that's why this South African, who grew up in a much different situation than we've grown up in, and he sees what a government can do and suppress the truth. And we're really in a truth crisis right now.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do something about that, so... I would like to see Trump back on Twitter. What do you have? Something like 75 million people following?
Yeah, but here's the deal. Trump is establishing his own platform, which is Truth Social.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's got anywhere near 75 million people signed up for this new platform. He's saying he doesn't want to go back. My guess is he will, upon further reflection, go back. If indeed he can amass 75 million people and followers, maybe he does go back. I don't know. We'll
Even the former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, agrees with Elon Musk that Trump should not have been banned permanently. So there's some softening. I think they're kind of understanding what has happened over the past couple of years, and now there's an alternative to these sites. Like you said, Truth Social is up directly against Twitter. So why would Trump want to hurt his own platform? So kind of interesting.
Yeah, it will be. I want to get to something that has been on my mind over the course of the last few nights, watching these left-wing groups, these progressive groups, protesting at the homes of Supreme Court justices. It's wrong on its face, it's criminal, and it should be prosecuted. But what is really a crime is the left-wing media essentially giving these protesters, you want to call them protesters, I call them the mob. In fact, let's go to cut five real quick. See if we can get this in before the break. The left-wing media is giving SCOTUS protesters really what amounts to a free pass. Here's a little synopsis, a little montage of the way the left-wing media is essentially letting them skate. Here we go.
Violence is always over the line, but the real questions and conversation today about protests outside Supreme Court justices' houses, strictly Justice Kavanaugh. Where do you think that line is?
I think for a lot of people, a conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark when constitutional rights that you believe that you had for over 50 years are about to be overturned.
I mean, I suppose if the justices don't like the First Amendment, they could just drive to another state where the legislature has determined that the constitutional right to privacy applies, right? I mean, that is what they're telling women to do if they want to control their own bodies, right?
All of these things that we, you know, say might happen if abortion gets banned, if abortion becomes illegal, they do happen. This isn't a theory. We don't need to speculate. We have actual facts that can inform what happens.
And just to reinforce, if Roe v. Wade is overturned in June, and it would probably be the first week, maybe second week of June, before we get the official notification. If that happens, nothing will change here in Nevada until the legislature changes its mind. That means we need to change the legislature. We need to do that. Melissa Clement announced on this show that there is an effort right now to gather signatures for a referendum that would allow essentially the people to speak. And I think it's a great idea. If anybody knows anybody out there with $1 million they want to ante up for the cause, it would be greatly appreciated. And there are a lot of people walking around with $1 million in this town. You know it. I know it. Call it the gaming industry, call it the mining industry. There are just a lot of folks that are capable of doing that. The question is, and it's funny, the other side always has millionaires and billionaires. You know, it took Mark Zuckerberg $400 million to help influence the 2020 election. $400 million. And it was a done deal. Anyway, stay where you are. We'll talk more about this. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights.